afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Bit of cosmology today. Antimatter sounds like something from a science fiction film, but it's real. And furthermore, stars made of antimatter may exist in our Milky Way. Not being a physicist, I had to look this up on one of my favourite sources, space.com, just to make sure I get this right. Antimatter is the opposite of normal matter. More specifically, the subatomic particles of antimatter have properties opposite of those of normal matter. The electrical charge of those particles is reversed. Antimatter was created along with matter after the Big Bang, but antimatter is rare in today's universe and scientists aren't exactly sure why. Antimatter particles are created in ultra-high-speed collisions and have been created in the Large Hadron Collider. In the first moments after the Big Bang, only energy existed. As the universe cooled and expanded, particles of both matter and antimatter were produced in, we guess, equal amounts. But one theory suggests that more normal matter was created than antimatter in the beginning, so that even after mutual annihilation, because that's what happens if matter and antimatter meet, there was enough normal matter left to form stars, galaxies, and us. A new study has scoured the Milky Way for signs of anti-stars, which would be identical to regular stars, save for the fact that they would burn antimatter at their cores. Though the findings turned up mostly empty this time, researchers haven't yet fully ruled out the existence of antistars, whose presence, if they exist, would change much about our understanding of the universe. So it's all theoretical conjecture at the moment, but the recent research for antistars can be traced back to 2018, when a $1.5 billion experiment called the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer, the AMS, that's attached to the International Space Station, captured a few examples of what might be antimatter. What the AMS detected, we think, is something that looks like antihelium, which, in case you're interested, has a nucleus composed of two antiprotons and two antineutrons. No known process can create such a thing. Antistars would fuse antihydrogen into antihelium to produce light, but they would otherwise look fairly ordinary. If these objects existed, we could not distinguish them from a regular star. When antimatter and regular matter meet, they violently annihilate each other, leaving behind nothing but gamma rays. So ordinary matter floating through the cosmos in the form of gas and dust would hit these antistars, generating excesses of gamma radiation. Well, that's the theory. Recently, 14 examples of small, compact stellar objects have been detected, shining brightly in gamma rays, and they were found using NASA's Fermi Gamma Ray Telescope. The team isn't yet claiming that these are anti-stars. They're much more likely to be something else, such as previously known gamma ray emitters like powerful pulsars or distant active galactic nuclei. Nobody knows how or why more matter was formed, creating what is known as the matter-antimatter asymmetry problem. If anti-stars existed, it might mean that some of that original antimatter somehow managed to survive for longer than scientists previously thought possible. Well, this leaves many questions. If it's possible for there to be anti-stars, what about anti-planets? And if there were life on anti-planets, would it be called anti-life? And would it look at us and think that we are the backward ones? Yes, cosmology, it messes with my mind. So, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.